So we're for up to tonight. The words after Loli Deichet Veloli Deavirava Avoin, which is Veloli Deini Sayoin Veloli Deivi Sayoin, which means that we ask Hashem that we should not come Lideini Sayoin, which means to the hands of a Nisayoin, which is to be tested or challenged. Veloli Deivi Sayoin, and not to the hands of Bizayoin, which means that we'll come to be embarrassed. So what's this idea that we're asking Hashem not to test us and not to embarrass us? So in the Eitzar HaTfila Siddur, we've mentioned before that there's a pirush called the Eitz Yosef. And the Eitz Yosef says that the pshat is like this. It's really one bakasha. What we're asking Hashem is that Hashem should not bring us to very difficult nisyonos, because through the nisyonos we could come to be zayon, we could come to be embarrassed. So what we're asking is, v'loyli dey nisayoyin, v'loyli dey vizayoyin, it's all one thing, that Hashem should not bring us to a nisayoyin, which might in turn bring us to embarrassment, to be zayin, if we don't withstand the nisayoyin. And he says that the reason why we're nisayoyin to ask this is because of the story of David HaMelech. David HaMelech in Sefer Tehillim, in Kapitel Chavav, Pasuk Gimel, says to Hashem, Tehillim Chavav, Pasuk Gimel, b'choneini Hashem v'naseini. B'choneini means that you should examine me, v'naseini, and test me, from a lashon of nisayon. So David HaMelech says, b'choneini Hashem v'naseini, examine me and test me. And David HaMelech said that. And then came the nisayon with Bathsheba, and David was not able to withstand the nisayon. Now even though we have to point out, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph says, kol ha'imer, David chata eina yalatoyeh. Someone says that David HaMelech did the chait, that it seems like from the psukim with Bathsheba, so ein elatoya, he's really mistaken. But even though the Gemara says that he's mistaken, that just means that it didn't happen exactly like it looks like it happened. But l'maisa, there was some sort of tefiyah on David HaMelech, that's mefurish in the psukim. It says, madua bazisa estaba Hashem, that there was a taina after the story of Bathsheba. We're not going to get into the whole issues now of David and Bathsheba, there are many good svarim on it. That's not our Indian, but Lamaisa, it does say in the Pasuk, Madua Bazisa Tvar Hashem, Lasi Sarah, Psukim and Navi, so there was something that that David did not withstand on his Madrega, that Nisayon. If that's the case, David HaMelech asked for a Nisayon, and then came Lidei Bizayon. So because of that, we ask, Loi Lidei Nisayon, Veloi Lidei Bizayon, Hashem shouldn't bring us to a Nisayon, and through that, we might come Lidei Nisayon. Now Lamaisa, why would David HaMelech ask to come Lidei Nisayon? L'maisa, it ended up not working out. But why b'chlal would someone say, b'choneini Hashem v'naseini, Hashem should examine me and to test me? What's the point of that? So the truth is, the whole idea of nisayon, again, we're not going to be myrich about it, but just important to know a very yisoidistic Ramban. The Ramban is by the Akedah. In the end of Parshas Vayera, Perichov Beis Pasuk Aleph, right in the beginning of the Akedah, what are the first words of the Akedah? V'alikim nisayas Avraham. Hashem tested Avram, so the Ramban gets into over there, what's the inyan of Nisayon? Has an Arichus, what's the inyan of Nisayon? And the key words in the Ramban is that the point of the Nisayon is Lahoitzi Hadavar min hakoyach el apoyel. Lahoitzi Hadavar, to take something out min hakoyach, from being just potential, el apoyel, to something that's an actuality, that someone uses. Lahoitzi Hadavar min hakoyach el apoyel. To bring something out, sometimes a person has great strengths that lie dormant deep inside him, and Lamaisa, they only are brought out when he comes to a very difficult challenge, a very difficult Nisayon. So Hashem wants to give a person schar, says the Ramban, not just for having a lev toiv, for wanting to do the right thing, but for having a maisa toiv, for doing the proper actions. So Hashem brings a person in Nisayon, and the idea is to help him jump and leap from Madrega to Madrega, because through the Nisayon he's able to rise to the challenge. And Hashem only gives a person a Nisayon that it is somewhat possible to withstand the Nisayon, to be armed by Nisayon. And therefore, that's the idea of the Kim Nisayon Avraham. It says Avraham had 10 Nisayon, it's the Mishnah in Avis. But Al-Kopanim, the idea of Nisayon is Lahoitzi Hadavim and Akoyach Al-Apoyel, to bring out those strengths that lie deep inside a person. So there was actually a noble Kavana when David HaMelech said, B'choneini Hashem v'naseini, test me, I'm ready to take the test and to take the challenge and to grow in Madregas. But Lamaisa, the danger of that, as we see by David HaMelech, is that if a person is not Amid B'ni Zayin, so then he comes Lidei B'Zayin, and it's something that is worse off than when he started with. So if we could be confident in ourselves that we'd be able to win, so we would also say, B'choneini Hashem v'naseini. People ask, why do we say V'loli Dei Nisayon? It's a good thing to have Nisayon. That's how a person grows. Yes, it's a good question. It's such a good question. David HaMelech thought the same thing. And David HaMelech said, B'chaneni Hashem v'naseni. But then at the end it backfired, and it says, Madu abazisa sva Hashem, the Lamaisa, there was a Taina. So since we can't be sure that we'll do better than David HaMelech, we can probably be quite sure that we won't stand up as strongly as David HaMelech. So therefore we ask Hashem not to bring us very difficult nisyonis. We'd rather do the regular course of steiging and not have supernatural nisyonis that if we overcome them, so then we'll leap from Madrega to Madrega. We'd rather not have the nisyon in order that we shouldn't come lidei bizoyin. So this is the pshat in the tefillah according to the Eitz Yosef, that really we're asking here one bakasha. We shouldn't come lidei nisayon. We mentioned bizayon because that would be the result, and that's what we're afraid of. That's like the reason why we're asking not to come lidei nisayon is in order that we shouldn't come lidei bizayon. That's the pshat of the Eitz Yosef. L'maisa I saw in the Sidur Hashla that he says it a little bit differently, and I think the way the Shla says it is a little bit more meduyik in the words of the bracha. Sidur Hashla, as we know, is Shar Hashemayim, and over there he says that there's really two bakashas here. Sounds in the words, Loi lidei nisayon, v'loi lidei v'zayon. According to the Eitz Yosef, there's really one request. We're asking how we shouldn't come to nisayon in order that we shouldn't come to bizayon. The Shla says there's really two bakashas here. Firstly, like the Eitz Yosef says, Loi lidei nisayon, we shouldn't have extra difficult tests. But the second thing that we're asking, Loi lidei v'zayon, says the Shla, is that if, for whatever reason, Hashem feels that it's the best thing to give us a test, we're asking a special bakasha that Hashem should be with us and strengthen us, that we should be able to withstand the nisayon. Loi lidei nisayon, we don't want the nisayon. But if we are going to have to come lidei nisayon, so then at least we're asking, v'loi lidei vizayon, at least we shouldn't come to vizayon, v'loi lidei vizayon, that Hashem should help us be able to withstand the nisayon. According again to the Eitz Yosef, we're not asking anything about withstanding nisayonis. We're saying we're afraid we're not gonna, so don't bring us lidei nisayon, which in turn can bring us lidei vizayon. But now what we're saying according to the Shla is loy lidei nisayon veloy lidei vizayon. 2 points. First of all, don't bring us a nisayon, which is taka for the reason the Eitz Yosef says, because we're afraid we're not gonna be able to withstand. But in addition, we're saying veloy lidei vizayon, which is an added bakasha that we're saying to Hashem, that in situations where you do bring us lidei nisayon, please help us. As the Shla says, Tia imadi lechazkeni ulaamtzeni, be with me to make me strong, and to make sure that I'll be able to be oimed b'nisayon. So that would be the pshat according to the Shla. Again, but there's not such a major difference between these two pshatim. Just the question is, if v'lo lidei v'zayon is a bazundra bakasha, or it's really an explanation to the first bakasha of v'lo lidei nisayon. So one thing we have to remember when we mention the idea of nisayon, even though we ask Hashem that he shouldn't bring us lidei great nisyonis like the case of David and Bathsheba, and we're afraid that we're not going to be able to withstand such terrible nisyonis. However, a person has to remember that there are day-to-day nisyonis that come up, day-to-day frustrations and challenges and things that come our way, that those are unavoidable. There are certain things that are inevitable nisyonis that a person goes through each day, different yetzaharas, different frustrations and problems. And the only way a person could properly deal with these day-to-day nisyonis is if he prepares himself ahead of time to understand that these difficulties that come his way are takan nisyonis. If he gets caught by surprise, he could lose his temper, he could be angry at someone, he could talk not nicely, he could react in a way that's against the Torah. But when a person prepares himself beforehand and says, every hardship, everything that someone says to me, every frustration, it comes from the Rabbeinu Shalom, and Hashem is doing it to test me, kufa, to see if I'm going to react the right way, so then it puts everything in the perfect frame of mind, and then it makes a person able to be oimed b'nisayon. That is really one of the main purposes in a Musar Seder, when people sit down to think a little bit about what's going on in their day. It's not just to do a cheshbon hanefesh on the past. It's also to prepare a person for the future. You prepare and say, okay, this might come my way tomorrow. How am I going to avoid being in a place where a Yetzirah will come up? How am I going to avoid being with people that my reaction is not going to be good? And different things like that, a person has to realize that nisyonos are going to come his way no matter how many times he says, loy nidei nisayon, v'loy nidei v'zayon, not to get those extra difficult challenges, but there are day-to-day challenges that are really unavoidable. And I once heard a beautiful mashal that about a company that was looking to hire someone to be a traveling salesman. So they set up a time where they were giving interviews. There was a man who was going to interview people who wanted to apply for this job of being a traveling salesman. So there was a bunch of people in the waiting room, let's say 10 people, and they're all sitting there waiting to be called in. And one guy gets called in, and everyone else is waiting there, and the guy comes out, he's so upset. Mamish, he's out after 2 minutes, he's out of the interview, and he's so upset, he stomps out of the room, he gets his coat, and he leaves. The second guy comes out also, he looks so frustrated and upset. And so finally, one guy decides, instead of seeing everybody go by like this, let me find out what's going on. So he asks the second guy, like, what happened inside there? Well, so he said, oh, this guy is so negative. As soon as I came into the room, he said, your tie is not straight. He said, your shirt is dirty. He said, your shoes are not in style. And he started telling me all these terrible things. Like, he didn't give me the time of day. I'm not interested in working for such a person. I'm not interested. I just walked right out. And he noticed the trend. The third person also came out difficult, you know, very upset. And he ran over to that person on his way out and said, excuse me, like, what's going on? Like, what was the problem in there? And he said the same type of thing. He said, the guy started saying derogatory comments to me, on and on, until this guy chapped, you know, probably what this guy is trying to do, he's testing who would be a successful traveling salesman. And when you're a traveling salesman, people don't always give you the time of day and don't always treat you with the proper respect. He wants to see if you're able to withstand a nasty comment and see how you're going to react to it. So sure enough, one person after the other, they all come out very upset and disappointed. And he goes in there and he says, okay, I'm ready to take anything. He says to himself. And as soon as he comes in, the guy says, you know, your shirt looks a little dirty. And he says, oh, thank you for telling me. I appreciate it. It just came out of the cleaners, but I appreciate it. And maybe they weren't able to get off the spot. And he said, you know, your shoes are not in style. So he says, oh, really? What style is the shoes these days? And he starts, like, just being very calm and collective to all these nasty comments. And after about four or five of these nasty comments and his reactions, the guy says, you're hired. Well, that's the pshat. Because he saw that he was able to withstand it. So now, what was the difference between this guy and all the guys who failed before him? There's only one difference. This guy knew that it was a test. He chapped. He was warned beforehand that the guy is doing it to test, to see your reaction to it. All the other people, naturally, you get very upset when you walk into something and you're putting your best foot forward, and the guy tells you that best foot is wearing a shoe that's not in style. And then you try to make a good impression, and this guy says nasty things to you. If you don't realize that it's an Issa and you think this is the regular course of events, so then it's very easy to have the wrong reaction. But if you're warned beforehand that it's an Issa, so then it's very easy. You know the whole thing. It's like, this is a test, you know? So if you know this is a test, so of course you're not going to blow up. You understand this is a test. If you last another few comments and you keep your smile on your face, you'll get the job. So I'm warning you now, and it's not my warning, it's the warning of Chazal, it's the warning of the Torah, that everything that Hashem throws away is really an Issa. And it's hard to remember this for every single day of our life, but it's important for a person to remind himself from time to time that every single thing is an Issa, and all the nasty things that happen, and all the frustrations, and all the challenges that come our way, it's all an Issa, and we know it ahead of time. The Torah tells us that everything that Hashem does for us is latav, is for good, it's trying to help us grow. And again, of course, we do say v'loyde nisayin, and you should say it with kavana, that Hashem shouldn't give us any extra challenges that are those special challenges that make you leap from madrega to madrega. I'm not going to be the hero. Don't bring me to day nisayin. I'm afraid I'll come to day nisayin. If you do bring me to nisayin, at least help me withstand it. But the idea of the everyday challenges and struggles that a person goes through, that's something that is inevitable, and a person has to just realize that everything that is thrown his way is takan nisayin, and with that mindset, it makes him much more able to withstand these difficult challenges. Okay, so moving on in the bracha, what do we say after v'lo lidei nisayon, v'lo lidei vizayon? Then we say v'al tashlet banu yetzer hara. What does that mean? V'al tashlet banu yetzer hara. That means that don't let the yetzer hara dominate us. Don't let it be shoylet to control us. Yeah, today in shir about shlita, control over something. So, al tashlet banu yetzer hara. Don't let the yetzer hara be shaylin on us. There are some nuschos and nuschos sfard. We say va'al yishlek banu yetzer hara, which really means the same thing. The word yishlek means that the yetzer hara should not rule over us. Va'al tashlet, we're talking to Hashem and saying you should not let the yetzer hara rule over us. It's all basically the same idea, which is that the yetzer hara should not have shlita over us. So now, what does that mean? Again, with the same old yisoid that everything is totally on our hands. But like the Avodram says, we ask for siyata d'shmaya, that Hashem should help us make sure that we're able to react the right way and to overcome the yetzer hara and to be in a situation where we're in the right place in the right time. And all the siyata d'shmaya that Hashem can send us in terms of overcoming the yetzer hara. Yes, it's in our hands. We have to do our part. But we're asking Hashem for siyata d'shmaya. But why dafka over here in the middle of this bracha do we say v'al tashlet banu yetzer hara? We say we're asking Hashem everything to start today. Make sure that we're ragel in Torah, we're davuk in mitzvahs, right? We're accustomed to learning and used to learning. Dabkenu b'mitzvah secha, attach us to the mitzvahs. Don't bring us lidei chait, which could bring us to avera and avoin. Don't bring us to nisyonis, don't bring us to vizyonis. V'al tashlet banu yetzer hara. Where does that fit in over here? So I saw the Shla and the Siddur HaShla says a mamash, a beautiful vart, why Dafka it fits in right here. And he says that this whole bracha, as we start our day, is really asking Hashem for great shlemus in our avodah. We're asking Hashem that we should be shalem in Torah, that we should be ragel in Torah. We're asking Hashem that we should be davuk in mitzvahs, we should be attached to mitzvahs. We should have Yir HaShemayim, we shouldn't come with day chait, which is even a chait v'shayeg, and surely that shouldn't bring us l'day avera v'avoy. Hashem shouldn't bring us l'day nisayon, and if we do, Hashem brings us l'day nisayon, we should be able to be oimid shtark against it, like the way the Shalom himself learns, we should be able to be oimid shtark, that we shouldn't come l'day v'zayon. So the Shla says, there's a Gemara in Sukkah that says, on Daf Nun Beis, kol ha-godol mechaveroi, yitzroi godol heimenu. Anyone who's greater than his friend, if someone is better than his friend, he's on a higher madrega. Yitzrei Gadol Heimenu, his Yetzahara is also on a higher madrega. His Yetzahara is stronger. Kol HaGadol Mechaveiro. It's not that if you reach a certain point, so you'll be such a good guy that you want to be Yetzahara. No, as you get better, then the Yetzahara comes stronger. Oh, you're the best guy in the yeshiva. You should daven a long Shemoneh Esrei so everyone will know that. Oh, you should do different things so that people could see it. For kavod, for money, you should get this job. The Gemara is in Sukkah Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. And it says, "Kol ha'gadol mechaveira, whoever is better than his friend, yitzrei gadol haymenu." The Yetzirah is a good matchup. As the person is becoming more and more gadol, it's getting better in his ruchnius. The Yetzirah keeps up to, with the rising with the challenge, and he becomes greater as well. Says the Shla HaKadosh, when a person is davening all these great things that he wants to reach, such high madrigas in Torah and mitzvahs and Yir HaShemayim and being goyim ben nisyonis, he's trying to become that perfect yid, as close to perfect as possible. He must throw in a special tefillah for Hakashat Banu Yetzara. Because as he's growing, the Yetzara is growing with him. So a person has to say, after asking all these Gavaldiga Madregas that he's requesting, he has to say that this new Yetzara that's growing inside of us, we have to have a special bakasha for Hakashat Banu Yetzara. Don't let that Yetzara get the better of us. Of course, in the beginning of the day, right away, we want Hashem to get rid of our Yetzahara. And we're saying, Shatagilena Basara Secha Vadabakinu Mitzvay Secha. What does that mean? That means we should overcome the Yetzahara not to do these things, and we should do it. But then after we reach all these Madregas, now again we have to have a special Bakasha, Vatashtafanu Yetzahara, that great big Yetzahara that comes along with Kol HaGadol Mechaveiro, Yitzhar Gadol Eimenu, that should not have Shlita over us, and we should continue to overcome this Yetzahara as well. That's the Shein HaPshat that the Shla HaKadosh says over here, why Va'atash Levanu Yetzahara comes after all the previous Bakashas. Okay, then the bracha continues. V'harchikenu me'adam ra u'mechaver ra. Hashem should distance us from a bad person u'mechaver ra, from a bad friend. V'davakenu b'yetzer ha'toiv u'v'masim toivim. And Hashem should attach us instead to the yetzer ha'toiv u'v'masim toivim, good actions. So that's what we're saying to Hashem. V'harchikenu, distance us from a bad person and a bad friend, and make us be attached, tovuk, instead of to bad people, make us attached to the Yetzer HaToiv. We should get excited about our Yetzer HaToiv. We should be dovuk to the Yetzer HaToiv and want to do mitzvahs b'simcha, u'v'masim toivim, and in good ma'isim, we should be nesoira to do the right thing. So that's the nusach of this keta, this little piece. Hachikenu me'adam ra mechaver ra, v'tabakenu b'yetzer HaToiv u'v'masim toivim. So now what does it mean that Hashem should distance us from Adam Ra, a bad person, and also Chaver Ra, a bad friend? It's the same thing. A bad person, a bad friend. That means we shouldn't have any shaykhs to bad people because we don't want to be mushpa in a bad way. So this, in the Sidur Agro, which we mentioned a number of times, the Pirush of the Siach Yitzchak, which is the Talmud of the Gra, the Siach Yitzchak says as follows. There's a basic difference between Adam Ra and Chaver Ra, a bad person and a bad friend. A bad person, Adam Ra, is a person who's not nice. He's a bad person. He's someone who has bad midas. He's not a sensitive person. He doesn't act nicely. That's the idea of an Adam Ra. A person, Bein Adam Lachavera, who's just a bad person. It's not comfortable to be in the presence of nasty people, of not nice people. So please, distance us from bad people. All our friends should be good to us, and we shouldn't have to fall into bad crowds and people that are not nice. That's Adam Ra. He says, Chaver Ra is someone who's a very nice guy. That's why he's called a Chaver. He's a friend. But he's Ra. He's a bad person. He's Ra La Shamayim. That's what the Siach Yitzchak says. Chaver Ra is not someone who's a nasty person. Adrav, he's extremely nice. But he's someone that when you become friendly with him, so Adrav, sometimes a person like this has a lot of friends because a lot of people are attracted to him. But that makes it all the more dangerous and it's a much worse thing when someone has a Chaver Ra, because a Chaver Ra means that he's a Chaver, But he doesn't have Yerusha Mayim. He's not medactic in mitzvahs. Like, he makes fun of diktuk and halacha. So that's a person, even though he might be a nice guy, Adrabah, you might be attracted to him, but that's what we're asking Hashem, he should distance us. Not just me Adamra, but even more importantly and more dangerously, me Chavera, someone who's a very friendly person, has a very attractive personality, but he's a Ra, he's someone who's Ra al Hashemayim, he's someone who's a terrible Hashba'a on us. And it's interesting, as we said, the Seach Yitzchak is a Talmud of the Gra. He brings something from his Rebbe, from the Gra. It's in the Gra in Mishlei. In Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Tes, there's a pirush of the Gra in Mishlei, and there in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Tes, the Gaon points out a very interesting phenomenon that his Talmud, the Siach Yitzchak, brings down. The Gaon says, it's interesting that Roiv HaMinim, most people who are Minim, who are the Apikursim, the Maskilim, Toivim B'Teva, their nature is very good, they're very nice people. Most of the people who are Apikursim, who are trying to turn other Yidden away from Yiddishkeit, they happen to be very nice people. Because they have to be good salesmen. They have to convince you that their way of life is nice. What? You deal with these charedim and these people and they throw stones and this and that. And they start telling you about how people, the more right-wing you are, the less nice you are. But look at us. We're so nice and a way of life. We're very accepting and open-minded. And a lot of times you find these minim that adarab, they're very persuasive because they're such nice people and have such charming personalities. So the Gaon says that this is mamish from the tachbula isayetah. This is the plans of the Yetzirah. He says, the pasuk that the Gaon is going on in Mishlei, by the way, is a pasuk that says, Befeh Chonef, with a flattering mouth, which means a smooth tongue, Befeh Chonef, Yashchus Reyehu. With a smooth tongue, Yashchus Reyehu, a person can really mess up his friend. And that's the idea, he says, because if a person has a smooth tongue, if he's someone who's missing Yerush Shemayim, he's lacking Yerush Shemayim, so with a smooth tongue, with a nice person, come, we'll go out to eat together, and then as you're sitting over dinner, so he tells you about this thing, and he tells you about this aver you could do, and he tells you why this mitzvah is not so important. Yashchus means to destroy, like Maltashchus. So Yashchus Reyehu means he'll destroy his friend. And the Gaon says that's the idea, because Roiv HaMinim Toivim B'Teva, many Minim are nice people, but they're going to be mashpia on you the wrong way. The truth is, the Dik of the Pasuk is very nice, according to what the Siach Yitzchak says. Befeh Chonef, what does it say? Yashchus Reyehu, mess up his friend. Dafke calls it a friend, similar to what the Siach Yitzchak is saying, Chavera. This person is a friend, he's not a nasty person. Adarab, he's an extremely friendly person. But Yashchus Reyehu, he's going to mess up that friend who's attracted to him, because once the friend, he has his friend, and he's able to be convincing to him and persuasive to him, so then he'll teach him all his bad days, and he'll be a terrible ashpa on him. So that's the pshat, why a person has to daven every morning, Harchikeinu me'adam ro me'chavera, shudavakeinu b'yetzah atoiv v'masim tovim. Hashem should distance us from Adam Ra, from a person who's not a nice person. It's not good to be in the presence of a not nice person. But even more importantly, Mechaver Ra, from a bad friend. Someone who is Reyehu, someone who's his friend. But Befechon, if Yashkes Reyehu, if we're friends with people who are not good, they could mamish mess us up for Nitzchis. So therefore, a person has to daven that he should be distanced from a Chaver Ra as well. For Davakeinu, once we're away from Adam Ra and Chaver Ra, then Hashem can help us to be attached to our Yetzer HaToiv and Masim Tovim. And then a person is able to have the Yishuv Adas and the Koichas HaNefesh inside of him to cling to the Yetzer HaTov and Masim Tovim, because he's not following the bad Hashpoz of the Adam Ra and the Chavera. Okay, so we'll continue with the Koichas Yitzreinu next time.